Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
By yourself, but don't cry, 'cause better days are
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Better days are coming, and we say thank you. Oh, good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning, and we just say thank you. We thank you for better and greater days coming. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. If it had not been for you, where would I be this day? And I say thank you. Oh, I come to bless your name today. I come to lift you up today. You say if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning and praise you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may you be glorified. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to say thank you as you kept us as we slept and slumber on last night. We come to say thank you. We didn't get a 911 call on yesterday. We say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For being in the land of the living, we say thank you, Father. And we lift up all bereaved families all over the land today. We thank you that you're being their comforter, Lord God. We thank you that you're placing the right people in their path, Lord God. That will continuously build them up in you, Lord God. Have your way in the bereaved families all over the land today, Lord God, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We say thank you. We just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to continuously look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. Even in bereavement, you can still have peace in the name of Jesus. You can still have joy in the name of Jesus. And we just bless your name today, Father. We thank you for all our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren today, Lord God. We thank you for being a fence around them and keeping them, Lord God. And we say thank you. We welcome you with a humble heart today and stretched out arms in our services today. Have your way in our services today. Heal and deliver and set free in the services on today, Lord God. From the pulpit to the back door to the children's church, Lord God. Oh, we ask you to have your way today, Lord God. We ask you that your will be done, not our will, but your will. Not our way, but your way. And we ask you to have your way, Lord God. And we just complete the blood of every mean of transportation today, from the airplanes to the buses to the cars to the trains, Lord God. We plead the blood, the healing blood, the protection blood over every mean of transportation today, Lord God. And we thank you that your children are blessed going out and blessed coming in, that they're the head and not the tail. They're above and not beneath. They're more than conquerors, because the great I am that I am. Whatever we need you for, you're right there. Hallelujah. And we just bless your name today, Lord God. And we plead the blood over our neighborhoods today. Drive out every spirit in our neighborhoods that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our neighborhoods, in our neighbors' homes today. Have your way, Lord God, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're taking us to the next destination in you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we just give you the praise. We give you the glory, Lord God, because without you, Father, we are nothing. Without you, Father, we can do nothing. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you for strength today. We thank you for a sound mind today. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Better days are coming, and we say thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Yes, it is. Better days are coming. Thank you, Father God. We honor you. We magnify you. We glorify you because of who you are. You're the Lord God Almighty. And we praise you and honor you and thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and all the things that you're going to do for the people there and all that you're going to do in this dispensation, season, and time. Oh, Father God, I thank you, oh, Father God, even for taking the blinders from off of our eyes, oh, Father God, so that we may see, oh, Father God, all the things that you are doing in our ears, oh, Father God, thank you for opening up our ears, oh, Father God, to hear your voice and your voice only, your instructions only, your decrees only. Thank you, O Father God, for making the word alive within our hearts and in our minds, O Father God, so that we may see your handiwork amidst all of the things that is going on. Thank you, O Father God, for loving us with your great love, O Father God, that your love that you have for us, O Father God, couldn't even compare. We don't even have the imagination or the words, O Father God, to know how great it is. But the greatness that we do know, that you woke us up, is that your love for us is immeasurable, O Father God. And so in that, and we honor you, and we magnify you, and we glorify you. We thank you, O Father God, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, O Father God, for giving us strength within our bodies. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for renewing our minds, O Father God, so that we may have the mind of Christ. And by having the mind of Christ, O Father God, we are able to discern and see all that you have allotted us and decreed for us to see in this dispensation, season, and time, so that we may move and act and do things that you are instructing us to do personally and individually, O Father God, in this time. Oh, thank you, O Father God. Thank you for your healing power, Father God, that's moving throughout the land, O Father God, upon your people, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for not letting what the world system has put out there to do as much harm, O Father God, to your people as it could have, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you for answering the prayers of your saints, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for making the crooked way straight, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for keeping us, O Father God. Thank you also, O Father God, for not letting our minds, O Father God, waver and be tossed to and fro, O Father God, from all the things that we hear, see and read. But even when we start to hear and see and read, you have put the filters, O Father God, upon our ears to hear only what you desire us to hear, O Father God. And the way that you have us to hear is a preparation, O Father God, that you are putting forth within the land, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, that we are able to hear your voice only, through all of the things that are going on throughout the world, O Father God, and that we are able, O Father God, to move, O Father God, and to do the things that you have unctioned us and instructed us to do in this time, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you again, O Father God, for answering our prayers, O Father God. Oh, thank you, O Father God, for covering us, O Father God, and our families from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you for even putting a hedge of protection around us, O Father God, keeping us in all our ways, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for all that you have done and all the things that you're going to do and all of the things that you are instructing us to do in this time, O Father God. Because we only hear your voice and your voice only. None of the things that we do, even the voice that we hear from you, because we know as you, we will not measure it, O Father God, opinionize it, O Father God, or see it, O Father God, according to the ways of the world system and the way that it wants us to see. O Father God, but by your discernment that you have given us, O Father God, we are able to see, O Father God, through the trials and tribulations in the storm, your handiwork in the midst of it, O Father God. And thank you, O Father God, for instilling that within us, O Father God, so that we may move and have our being truly in you. In the voice of the stranger, in the voice of all of the things that's going on, we measure it only by what we hear from you and not the world. Oh, Father God, thank you for not letting us be subject to the ways and the things of the world and his ways and systems of doing things and what it is imploring itself throughout the world today. Thank you for not letting any part of us or our family be subject to that, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for letting us rise above. Thank you for your wisdom, oh, Father God, that you are giving us in this dispensation, season, and time, so that we may know how to move, oh, Father God. Yes, Father God, your word is a lamp unto our feet, oh, Father God, and is letting us know, oh, Father God, when and how to move during this season, oh, Father God. And thank you, oh, Father God, for the spirit of preparedness, oh, Father God, to do the things, oh, Father God, that we know during this time that is needed, Father God, spiritually and naturally and physically, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, that we hear your voice, oh, Father God, and let us not have removed from us the spirit of procrastination, oh, Father God. Father God, so that when we hear, Father God, we move, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, also for strengthening our bones, oh, Father God. Let us not be weighed down for the older ones, oh, Father God, through the things that we are going through and in the burdens that they may carry, oh, Father God, because of their loved ones, oh, Father God. Father God, in your word, you say that you would make our burdens light, oh, Father God. So we ask you even now, oh, Father God, to not let any type of stress, oh, Father God, chaos or confusion, distractions, oh, Father God, have us to be distorted, whereas we will not, oh, Father God, move the way that you have us to move, oh, Father God, in this time. Remove all of those things from us, oh, Father God, that may hinder us, oh, Father God, from the things, oh, Father God, that you are instructing, telling us individually to do, oh, Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we magnify you, oh, Father God, and we thank you, oh, Father God, for the blessings, oh, Father God, that you are instilling within us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, there's no one like you, oh, Father God, and we honor you and glorify you in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Father God, we thank you, we magnify you, we glorify you. There's no one like you, oh, Father God. Thank you for strengthening us mentally, oh, Father God. Thank you for also for strengthening us again spiritually, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for answering our prayers, oh, Father God. Thank you for showing yourself strong, oh, Father God, in the people's lives, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, that you are not a man that you should lie, oh, Father God, because those things that we ask for, that's according to your will, oh, Father God, your words say that you will give them to us, oh, Father God. And we thank you for that. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for even the prayers that we ask, that we are maturing to not ask amiss, but we are maturing in your word to ask those things that are truly needed in this dispensation, season, and time. Oh, we thank you for your wisdom, oh, never forever building itself strong within us, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for having us not to speak at times, oh, Father God, but to observe, oh, Father God, and listen to you, oh, Father God, the Holy Spirit which is inside of us, oh, Father God, unctioning us and guiding us, Father God, because you left the Holy Spirit with us, oh, Father God, and it will guide us and lead us and teach us the truth, oh, Father God, and all that is going on, oh, Father God, in this world today. Oh, Father God, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify you. We thank you, oh, Father God, for strengthening us in the areas that we are weak, Father God, because your word said when we are weak, you are strong, oh, Father God, in our lives. And we thank you for that, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we magnify you, we honor you, we glorify you. We thank you for strengthening the men and women of God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for things that may try to move them from out of their place, oh, Father God. Even now, it is being removed, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for telling the hearts of your people, oh, Father God, that I is going to hear a word from you, oh, Father God, and that word is going to fall upon good ground and manifest itself within their lives. We thank you again, oh, Father God, for removing the blindness from off our eyes, oh, Father God, because you rent the veil so that we can see. Father God, let us not be fooled by the tricks of the enemy through all of the social media and the news and fake news, Lord, but give us a discerning eyes to see the truth behind it all, Father God, because for a lie to become a lie, the truth have had to be known, O Father God. Give us the discerningness that we need, O Father God, to see, O Father God, the things, O Father God, that the world may try to impute upon your people, O Father God. Will we rise above it, O Father God, and move the way that you desire us to move? Father God, we thank you, we honor you, and we glorify you. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, Jesus Christ, shalom.
Father, we surely thank you. We exalt your name. We worship your name. We thank you even now, Lord God, that it is your word that we have, that you have exalted above all your name. Let your word be forever glorified. Let your word be forever exalted. Thank you even now because you have given inside of us to draw nigh unto you. And your response to us is as we draw nigh unto you, you will draw nigh unto us. You gave unto us, Lord God, instructions to seek you. And when we seek you, we will find you. When we seek you with all of our heart. It is like a pearl that was hidden and found. Father God, that person goes throughout everywhere they know with an excitement of that which they found. We thank you even now, Lord God. Let your word live within each of our lives, oh Father. Let the transformation be according to your word. You say it, Lord God, that the Lord himself, you say that he can be found in the volume of the book because you said it was written of him. We thank you even now, Lord God, that that which we know that was formed, it was formed by the word of God. And we thank you even now, Lord God, that that same word of God is the one that shall come back. It is the one that shall destroy the forces of darkness, the same word that shall call mountains to move to the side, that shall cause waters to roll apart to declare his coming. You said in your word, O God, in the name of Yeshua, that you would never leave your people ignorant of any device that the enemy would attempt to show before us. But you've caused us to utilize the very same word that was left here inside of us, the Holy Spirit that was given to us, that we would rise in authority against anything that is contrary to the kingdom of God. Father, you said in your word that you will give us the authority that we're able to speak a thing, and that thing will be according to your word, and we shall see it manifest even as we say it, because it's not our word, it is your word, and it must come to pass, because you said not one of your word shall return unto you void. We thank you even now, Lord God, for the lives of those that will come to know you because even the angels rejoice concerning it. We thank you even now, Lord God, that when spears, darts are being sent, that there is an armor that you have given to us, and that armor immediately, it excises, it razors, it plummets, it cuts off, it roots out, it plucks up everything that the enemy would attempt to do. Father, we thank you even now, Lord God, that it will cause your word will cause transformation to take place. The very same word will cause conviction that will draw each and every one of us to a place where we're completely consumed by your spirit. Because your word said that we are to submit ourselves to you, O God, then we're able to resist the devil, and he will flee from us. It is your word. Father God, you gave us to establish you in the earth. You gave us, Lord God, to tread upon serpents and scorpions. You said in your word, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, if we, your people, that are called by your name, if we would but humble ourselves and begin to pray, you said, turn from our wicked ways and begin to seek your face. You said, then shall we hear from heaven, and you would heal the land, the land, the land. My Father God, you have made us a temple that you would dwell in. We ask even now, Lord God, that we will continue to be steadfast and unmovable concerning it, that we would not allow any other thing to be in that temple that you have given to us, that you have made, Father, because you made us the temple that the Holy Spirit dwells in. Father God, let us be ever so mindful, because you said in your word, according to the book of Matthew 24, that we were supposed to be diligent and vigilant concerning this thing that will be a desolation and an abomination in the temple. Father, we pray, because that thing will try to rise up. We ask that each and every one of the people will be ever so vigilant, that we will literally see what the enemy is attempting to do. Father, we pray even now, Lord God, because you have given insightful instruction. You've given even the very interpretation of it. You begin to speak to your people, Lord. It was only in parables, because you wanted them to seek your face concerning the meaning thereof. We thank you even now that we will remain in a place of intimacy as you unfold that which you will reveal to your people. You will show each one in dreams and visions. You will cause even the daughters to prophesy. It is your word. It is your word, Father. You will never leave your people ignorant. Father, you said in your word that we should always pray and we should not faint. We are to be mindful, Lord God. You said in your word that we are not, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, to look at things according to what the world presents it as. And Father God, when fiery trials should come, we should not look at it as if some strange thing is happening. You already told us that it would occur because we saw it in the time of Yeshua as we read the word. We saw it in the times of the disciples as we read the word. We saw it in that of the word that was even removed by those who did not want us to know. But, Father, we do know this one thing, that you have given times. You have given time, times and a half a time, that we may understand. You gave us, Lord God, a way of escape. You gave us, Lord God, that ability to now know that which was removed, so we would understand where we are. We would understand what the Lord said, as it was in the days of Noah, it will so be during the time of the return. You gave us clarity of that, Father. We ask even now, Lord God, that we will stand with a boldness and the authority that you have placed in our mouth, that we're not moved by that which we see. We're not moved by the things that the enemy would bring. We're not moved by a smorgasbord of delicacy, of satanic devices. Because you gave us the authority in our mouth that will be like fire, and it will consume that which is not of you. We make a decree in the realm of the spirit to those that are sickly, those in the name of Yeshua who have been hit by darts of different types of things that would hit them so they would think that there is no other recourse, that I must yield to this thing. But Father God, we make a decree for those that you have not said that this is their time, because the Lord was specific when they attempted to annihilate him, when they attempted to throw him over the cliff. He was able to escape because he said his time was not yet. And therefore, we make a decree concerning untimely death that was sent by darts and arrows of the wicked one. But we make a decree and we send the word into the cells. We command that the cells hear the word of God. We command that tumors are to be removed. We command cancer. You better hear the word of God. You better hear the word of God even now. You do not have authority, and we command you to retard. We command you to shrink up and die, and we command new tissue to grow in its place. We command it because our Father said he has given us that authority. He said, these signs shall follow those that believe. And we stand up on the word, the word, the word. We command right now the T cells to function. We command now those cells that God has placed in the body to do what you was ordained to do. And every lie that was formulated around it, that lie that formulated and told it, you must do what I say in the body. We rebuke it now. We command you. We command you to leave the body of the sisters and brothers. We command you now. We command every tissue that became degraded, that became necrotized, we command the tissue to grow. And everything that was sent from words of curses into the body to cause disease, we command your exposure, because it's written in the 91st Psalm. The Father said himself that he would expose the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. Therefore, we make a decree, because the word of God said it was already exposed. Now that you are exposed, we command your destruction, and we command you to leave, and we command you never to return, because we decree according to the word of God in the book of Revelation that there is a river with two trees, and the trees sit on each side. And our Father said that those leaves are for the healing of the nation. That nation is inside of us, the nation of the word of God. And we make a decree even now that it is done. It is done. And therefore, every torment around the mind that would tell the people of God that it is not so, it is what man said it was. We make a decree right now that man is not the source, but it is the Father above, because he gave it to his Son to manifest it. So what man said and said, oh, you have this much time, we rebuke that saying, and we decree and declare, we believe the word of God. We would accept no other word in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, we thank you even now, because of the name of the Lord is whom we bow to. It's whom we hear. It's whom we move through. It's whom we have our being unto. We thank you even now that it is manifested because you see it so. Thank you now, Father, in Yeshua's precious name. We decree it is so, because it's not our word, it's yours. And the Father said it will never return to him void. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
It is not your portion. Poverty. It is not.
That steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Top of the day to you. God bless you, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience. teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. God bless each and every one of you. Please join me. Bless you from here, from there, from each part of the United States and the world. We thank God for what the Lord is doing on this day. And I bless the Lord for all that he's releasing to us, what he's sharing with us, and what he's speaking to us. I want to take this time to thank our intercessors and prayer warrior and all of the ministry gifts that come so faithfully and release the oil of the word of the Lord. God bless you on today. Thank you so much for in your prayers, Evangelist Foster, for releasing that in your prayer. Something in your prayer is what prophetically I needed to hear because the prophets are restless. There's something happening and there's something going on right now in the land. And you said something about the word parables, and God is speaking through parables. And he's speaking very quickly, very fastly right now. I'm going to share some things prophetically today with those that are following us and those that are listening in. Those that are listening in from around the world, Sierra Leone and West Africa and Haiti and other nations. This is a word for many of us today. I thank you, woman of God, because you said some other things in the prayer that ignited something right now that God is doing right now via the earth realm for many of us in this window that we're in, because we are in a window. We are in a strong prophetic window that God has many of his intercessors, prayer warrior, ministry, gift, kingdom leaders drawing from right now. And in the prophetic window, there's a revealing that's going on. And I don't want people to miss it because, once again, I don't know if you are experiencing this, but there is chaos coming. There's something chaotic coming. And it's not coming slow. It's actually a wind of change happening in the land. And what we're experiencing, saints of God, if you're being distracted right now, please immediately shut down all your distraction. If you're getting involved with religious stuff right now, please shut it down because it's a distraction. And you said, why are you saying that, Prophet Matthew? God want to reveal to you some very important thing. I was on a platform sharing several days ago, and immediately while I was on that platform sharing or being involved with it, the leader of the platform was talking. And while they were talking, this is what I heard from God. And I believe and I perceive this is from the Lord. He said, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I immediately jumped off the platform. I immediately shut it down. I got off of that. And what we're hearing is emotions being played on the people. And the people right now need to hear from the Lord. And some of us, at the place that we're in right now spiritually, a lot of people you're not supposed to be there. We're saying the devil is involved with it, spiritual warfare, that those all are behind it. There's a place that God is trying to get us to, and he's trying to get us to see. So in your dream realm right now, there is a lot of interference. There's a lot of things happening. There's a lot of things going on right now. I've been sharing from the book of Daniels over the last, I believe, 5 years now. I believe it's literally 5 years now. We've been sharing from the book of Daniel, and we've been talking specifically from this particular book of Daniel, because Daniel is a book that's revealing a lot of the secret things. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Lamentation, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Now, 2022 year, I want people to really gravitate towards this word today. 2022. Now, the last 36 months, beginning actually in the transition of 2015, that was the transition of 2015. So we're looking at between 2015 to now, we're looking at a 7-year period. Between 2015 and now, America have took a major immoral shift, majorly immorally shift, America. It's been doing it for years, but cataclysmically, we've seen it heavily in the last 7 years. So 2019 began the setup. 2020, I use the term, it was the obituary year. 2021 was the year of sorrow, grief, pain, disappointment, letdown, frustration, mental, emotional, physical, oppression, depression, and the list goes on. 2022 shifts many things. Now, it clears the way. Many things are cleared. And go ahead, and if you would, those who have followed me via the social media platform, please share it. Those who are over here, please share it as well. Now, I'm going to, and Evangelist Foster, in her prayer today, she released some things from the oil in her life. And in her releasing some things, I'm going to first say I received the prayer and the word of the Lord God. Now, that's confirmation. I'm not going to say it's confirmation. I'm going to receive it first, because you got to receive the man of God and the woman of God in the name of the man and woman of God. That's what Matthew 10 and 40 say. He that receiveth you receiveth me. He that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. Then in verse 41, he said, he that receiveth the prophet. Notice he said, he that receiveth you. That means servant, the servant who sends the word. He that receiveth me, the servant, receiveth you. He that receiveth you receiveth him that sent me. She never said she was a prophet. She said she was a servant. Anybody that jumps on, that ministers the word of God, you're a servant. You don't necessarily have to be a prophet to release what I'm releasing. There are many things that God is doing in the earth realm. So I'm just one of the vessels he's using. There are many others that he's using right now in the land and in the earth realm. So stay with me right now. So I receive the word of the Lord from Evangelist Foster. Thank you, woman of God. Isaiah 66 chapters. Listen to this. Isaiah have 66 chapters. Now, if you read the Old Testament, it's comprised of 39 books. And I even shared it when I was talking about the life of David in Psalms 139. When I shared Psalm 139, I was reading Psalm 139, 24 and 25. Think about that, Psalm 139. And David wrote 73 of those Psalms, so 73. But here's what you have to understand prophetically right now. Everything is in fulfillment. Fulfillment. We're watching things being fulfilled right now. Been fulfilled. So Isaiah, his 66 books are all prophetic codes. They're all are prophetic codes. That's why when you read, when you hear people talk about the 39 books of the Old Testament, they're consistent when you read when you read Isaiah 66 books, they're consistent with understanding this Bible, 66 books, encrypted codes. That's why when you read the Word of God, you have to understand the revelation that comes from that. Old Testament is considered the concealed. When you read the four books of the gospel, they're being fulfilled, and then anything after that, they're being revealed. So these 39 books here are considered books that are concealed, gospel, fulfilled. Then everything else is revealed, because it's going to be revealed to us, because we're going to fulfill what's been concealed. We are the people going to be concealed. So what's in us must be revealed. We are the revealers. We're going to reveal what's concealed and what Yeshua fulfilled. We're going to reveal. You are the revealers in the earth realm. So if the enemy can taint you or contaminate you, you will never be able to actually totally fulfill everything. Because what he's trying to do now is he's trying to change what God has revealed to us in this dispensation of time. When you read the what we call prophetic books, and that's when you get to Isaiah, and then anything after Isaiah, the 17 books, what you're getting is information, and you're getting data, and you're getting the historicity of what's to come. And I'm going to break it down so you can truly understand this prophetic vein. There are many prophetic platforms that are rising up right now. They're rising up more and more heavily in this season. They're coming. And they're speaking, decreeing, declaring. You see them emotional. You see them telling you everything, and they're speaking. But you must know it's the voice of God. And you don't want to be a prophetic junkie, or you don't want to be connected to having itching ears. You have to get in that place of God right now. It's very important. And as Evangelist Foster, you were saying, God is speaking to us, believing. He is speaking to you. You are the revealer of Old Testament concealed, gospel fulfilled. We are the revealers. And that's why you're watching in the world what's happening to human lives right now. And the fight in the spirit realm for the human soul, for men and women of God. And the last 7 years, between 2017, when the moral climate was shifted, even before that time, it's even now being spoken. It's told to us that perversion, homosexuality, lesbianism, adultery, fornication, all of the world things are to be accepted under the umbrella of love. It's to be accepted under this arena. Everything is to be accepted because God loves everybody, and he absolutely do, without a twist to that. But here's where man put the twist to it. He couldn't get us to buy into the immoral part of it by accepting perversion and perverse things. So when they could not get you to accept that, there's always a plan or a variance to the plan. So if we cannot get you to go along or get your thoughts to compromise your position of morality and stand on the principle of morality, then we will infest you or infect you, those who mind, if you take a stand. If you take a stand against anything that speaks against the world system, then you are against what they're doing because you don't love us. The love of God did not change. He had to come up with another plan when sin entered in to man. He had to do something to change what was in place. Now, immorality and all of the things that were put in place, laws, rules, regulations, amendments, even executive orders by presidents and leaders were put in place to get us to have fear that if we open our mouth and speak against those things, we will lose our job. We'll be ostracized. We will be suspended. That was the 2015 through now, 2019. Now we're watching the same pattern, but we're just watching the pattern from a different dichotomy in the earth realm. If we can't control you by censoring you, we'll control you by infecting you to get you to submit yourself to the authority and submit yourself. And it's all being done from a secret or concealed point of view. Now, if you read carefully the poetic books of the prophetic books, because what you have in first five books are laws. Then the next 17 books are considered historical books, history books, history, law, history. Then what you get is poetic books, those are the five. Then you get 17 books of what you call prophetic books, and the first five of them are what we call major prophets. And the reason why they're major prophets is because Isaiah's book is consisted of 66 chapters encrypted to explain all the 66 books of the Bible. It will explain it, encrypted. That's why when people study it, there are even people that try to break it down. One man tried to break it down. I can't remember his name. You can Google him. He lost his mind trying to figure out the secrets of those books. Those are 66 books. Important. Now, Jeremiah, which means Isaiah. Isaiah name means Yahweh is salvation. Now, listen to that. 66 books, Yahweh is salvation. Then what you have is Jeremiah, who is considered the weeping prophet. His book, his name means Yahweh is exalted and uplifted. His book is consisted of 52 books. 52 books. I'm going to break this prophetic pattern down, and then I'm going to go into what God has given me for you. So his 52 books breaks down the weeks of the year, because we have 52 weeks. So it means God is exalted and uplifted all 52 weeks. Isaiah, salvation comes through the 66 books. Jeremiah, God is exalted and uplifted through the 52 weeks of the year. Now, Lamentation breaks it down to grief, passion, expression, sorrow, weeping. It's five books. Those five books let us know that in them, those events, God's grace is still sufficient. Five is grace. So we have, under those concealed books, revealing things that are coming to our life. Then you have Ezekiel. Ezekiel, his book means God's strength. Ezekiel is written in the first person because when you read it, it's called Son of Man. He speaks to him as Son of Man. When you hear about Ezekiel, he speaks to him as being Son of Man. He talks, Ezekiel considered Son of Man when you read it. It's very powerful to understand his particular book there because it strategically is revealing to us the Son of Man. And it's 48 books there, 48 books that's revealing the strength of God through any time. And through those books, it breaks down quarters, summer, winter, fall, spring. Those are quarters. It breaks that down so you can understand it. Because you get to 48, then you get the 8, which is new beginning, and ultimately brings you to the 12. 48 brings you to, when you put them together, you get 12. Then it brings you over to the book of Daniel, which means God is judge or judgment of God. Now you see the pattern we're moving in those books. You're bringing you to understand the 66 chapters encrypted to understand the 66 books. The 52 chapters let us know specifically weeks of the year. God is exalted. The 5 let us understand how exactly God operates in seasons and his times, grief, sorrow, pain, frustration, let down, weeping. His grace is sufficient. 48 weeks bring us into understanding the encrypted of season. Son of Man, he talks about Son of Man. He talks about wind. He talks about air. He talks about the candle. He talks about the measuring stick. He talks about the specific detail of the Israel. Then he takes us into understanding exactly Daniel, means God is judge or judgment of God. And Daniel. Daniel opens us up with being a book that is considered what we call apocalyptic. Now, you have to understand this word apocalyptic is Greek. It's not Hebrew. So in the book of Daniel, there were things changed. I don't know the detail of all of the changes, but things were changed in the book of Daniel. So Daniel served under 4 Persian, Babylonian, and Neo-Persian kings. So these were kings who did not serve Elohim. They were deity kings. But under their administration, Daniel influenced them. He influenced those kingdoms. He influenced Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Darius, and Cyrus. He influenced them. Why? Because his chapter is all about God, the judge, and the judgment of God. He was used because he had an excellent spirit in him. Chapter number 1 speaks of that and to give details of how they had an excellent spirit in them, not only excellent spirit, but they refused to eat from those tables. And so you can understand, Daniel and them, when they say, we use the word meat in that chapter, Daniel and them refused to eat from those tables. Now, they never ate meat. They ate, their food was different. So Daniel refused to eat from those tables. They ate of something like a porridge type of food. So they didn't eat from those tables. You will know and understand that chapter 12 is very pivotal to what we're dealing with now, because Daniel opens us up to revealing what's in the Word of God and allows us to understand the expression of what God's Word is. So Daniel means guided judge or judgment of God. So his chapter lets us know that chapter 1, that Daniel would never eat from the tables of Nebuchadnezzar. He refused to. And the eunuch assisted Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar told Daniel when he did not eat, he saw his countenance and he saw his expression, and he saw that after 10 days, their ability and their wisdom was far greater than those who ate from the table of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar then uses Daniel and raises his up as a critical part of his Babylonian system. And they did it being enslaved from that particular tribe, or being enslaved, because Nebuchadnezzar was given over to the hand of him. And he then had the authority and power over them. But Daniel never compromised his position or his position in the kingdom of God. So when you read chapter number 1 of Daniel's life, you'll read and understand that Daniel is one of those children whom was not blemished, well-favored, and skillful in wisdom, cunning, knowledge, and understanding, and had the ability in them to stand in the palace of the king, whom they had might to teach to learn of the tongue of the Chaldean people. And the king appointed them daily in what? His provision and the king's meat. So he was trying to get them to learn their way. They did not. They served God uncompromisingly, and they did not change their mindset, period. They stayed in the place in the presence of God. Chapter 2 opens us up when Daniel now interprets. He's an interpreter of the dream realm. He interprets the ideas. He interprets everything. Let me go back to chapter number 1 and bring this up. And these, and Daniel, which is Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they will all be very skillful men. And these four children, God gave them knowledge and skills and the learn, and the wisdom of Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. So chapter number 1, he did not compromise himself, neither his body. Chapter number 2 opens him up, because what he carried in him is encrypted systems and codes to be able to interpret vision, dreams, and ascertain it. Many people have to understand where we are at right now in the world. Why? Because there is something getting ready to come to the earth realm, or it's already here, slowly manifesting itself. There's a head, there's a showdown. It's a showdown similar to, if you read what Elijah did in Mount Carmel, there's a showdown, there's a mountain showdown in the land that's here, and it's coming. That's why you see so many prophets raising their heads up, so many prophets coming on the scene, so many of them that are saying they have the answer, they're the one, God have chosen them, God have selected them. And so many platforms that are open, it's being competitive, because you have those that are trying to reach the masses to confuse the presence. So they're raising up to use many of them to cause confusion in the masses, because they're trying to confuse the presence of God in the men and women of God. So it's critical for us to understand where we stand right now in the land concerning the events that are being unveiled. Chapter number 2 opens us up with Daniel being able to interpret the dream of the king. The king was in position to destroy all of the witches, the warlocks. He was destroying. He was going to destroy anyone that operated as a soothsayer, anyone that operated as a sorcerer, anyone that operated as a magician, astrologer in the land. He was going to destroy them because they could not interpret the dream of who? King Nebuchadnezzar. They cannot give detail and specific detail. So what the king did is he called a decree to take out all of them. Why? Because in the spirit realm, where the sorcerer were, the Chaldeans, the astrologer, all of them, and the magician, the spirit realm was closed to them. They cannot tap into that realm of the spirit. Now, you have to listen to me, thanks to God. They cannot tap into that spirit realm. And because they could not tap into the spirit realm and interpret Nebuchadnezzar's dream, it angered Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar told his servant to go throughout the city and take out every man, every individual, woman, who could not interpret the dream or those who operate in that realm. He took them out. Daniel hears about it. He requests an audience with the king to tell the king, I can interpret the dream. He tells the king he can interpret the dream. Now listen to this. Listen to this in verse 2nd chapter. I just explained chapter 1. The Chaldean answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king matter. Therefore, there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asks such thing at any magician, astrologer, Chaldean. It is rare things that the king require. There is none other that can show it before the king except God who dwelleth in the flesh. Now what do you say? That a God who dwelleth in the flesh. So what he tells them, there's no one that can accept, no one except the God who dwelleth in the flesh. These, what you're telling us, it's impossible for us to do it. For this call, the king was very angry. Let me go up so we can, I'm going to go exactly so you can understand the interpretation. So what he asked him to interpret the dream. Verse 10, the Chaldean answered before the king and said, there is none, not a man upon the earth that can show the king matter. Therefore, there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asks such thing as any magician, astrologer, or Chaldean. And it is rare things that the king require, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the God who dwelleth in, dwelling is not with flesh. Correction, I wanted to correct that. That is not dwelling, is not flesh. So what they were saying, if there's no one on earth, even us, that can interpret this spiritual realm of dream and your vision. It troubled the king. And the king said to them in that particular verse, for this call, the king was angry and furious and commanded to destroy all of the wise men of Babylon, the Babylonian people system and that. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellow to slay them. Daniel answered with the counsel and wisdom of Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which had gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said, Arioch, king captain, king captain, why is there a decree hastily? Now listen to this. Hastily from the king. And Arioch made the king known, or made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in desire of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king's interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the king known, or made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, which would be that would be Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their original name, his companion, there that they would desire mercy of God of heaven concerning this secret. Listen to me, concerning the secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Now, they'd ask, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of the God forever and ever, for wisdom and might is his, and changes time, listen to this, and seasons, and he removeth king, and he set it up king, and he giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that knoweth understanding. He revealeth the deep and the secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness. Notice now here, in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with them. In what? The darkness. Don't mistake it, the absence of gross darkness as an absence of God. It means where we at right now, men and women of God. You, many of us prophetic people, have been chosen for this dispensation. You have been selected. You're restless in this hour. Don't try to make illegal moves from prophets that have been sent out now. The counterfeit will be in a showdown with the encounters of the people of God. The imposters will be revealed, because in the revealing, God is speaking and revealing his secrets to his servant, those, the prophets, who understand the times and the season for where we are at in this unstoppable wind that's blowing in the earth realm. It's unstoppable what's getting ready to manifest itself. There is chaos coming to the land. Listen to me. Are you hearing me? There are certain vessels that will have open door and access to presidents, to governors, to mayors, to royalty, to heirs, to kings. There will be only certain people who will have access to these places in this dispensation or even this year. If you look at what's happening in the land and you look at the strategy of what's going on around us, there's gross darkness. There are men and women of God that God has selected you. Don't feel it's you're in the urgency to jump on platform, to jump on stages, to jump on arena, or even create things. It's already set. Your mind has to be prepared for your entrance into where you're about to go in the land. The enemy is even tricking some of us to feel that we must move, we must go. No, you don't. You have to remain in the secret place right now so that you will not be restless. People want a word for you, from you. That's good. They want a right now word from you. That's good. But you can't reveal all of the secrets. God has encrypted you for this hour. All of those who have not been encrypted over the last 7 years, you are carrying the encrypted code that's going to reveal the secrets of what's going on in the land. You're going to reveal the king's matter. You're going to reveal what's going on in nations. Dictators are going to call you. Roy Ayers is going to call you. People from around the world, they're going to seek you out because you're going to reveal what's going on in the land and what's going on in the mind of what's going on in their lives, their destiny, in their ministry. The enemy is pushing some of you out too soon, and you will be wore out. You have to understand what must come, what must happen right now. It's the purpose God is preparing. There's a separation coming on. There are people that said they heard from God, and they have not. They have created an illusion out of that, or their gift has been tainted, so they're speaking from that place. You have to know what God is saying to you now. The prophets are restless. They're restless right now. They're restless. Their urgency, it's an urgency, but they're restless, and it's not, because you're going to hear the clarion call. Now listen to this. Listen to what happened. I told many of you in 2019, 2020, 21, to keep your eye on the royal family. Look at the royal family now over in England. It's being dismantled. Look at it. Prince Harry, his wife, leaves. They take the sacred son away from out of that prison. So they move. Now, what happened? The father leaves. He leaves on what? April 9th at age 99. Flip it over. You get 666 and you get 4. 4666. You get it. He's gone. Now, here's the weapon. Here's the weapon that's prophetic about 2022. Queen Elizabeth, this is her 70th year. They're going to have a big 70th celebration for her. Now, her son, the second born, listen to this, the second born, not Charles, Prince Andrew, the second born child has been what we consider, he's been released from his duty, or he's been excommunicated from the family line. That's the second born. Now, we're talking about two here. Because of what transpired in actually 2020, being exposed he was exposed and all that document came out, pictures of the women that were with him when he was whatever that gentleman was that they said died in the prison. You all know him. Let me move to this real quickly. You're watching the dismantle of the family. Now, the son, Charles, he can't take the throne because of the marriage issue and the chaos he did. The other son, now you see how the visitation is? The son number two has been caught up. He's in a legal fight over the sexual perversion, the sexual issue that's going on in America. That's her second son. See, one, two, her second son. Those are the two sons. So keep your eye on the royal family. Leaving her, 94, 70 years in office. 70 years, the oldest sitting woman, the oldest sitting individual in the royal family. She's the oldest sitting queen in the history. 70 years. Now, this is the 70th year. Now, think about that. If you read 70 years, after 70 years have been completed, God returns, 70 years has been completed. Now, everything's that been set. You have to understand when the president made his move, when you saw what you have, saw in Power Horn, you saw what transpired in the election, you saw the census, you know that everybody don't know this, but if you study the Jesuit order, which is part of the Catholic Church, and Dr. Fauci is part of the Jesuit order, the Jesuits, understand that. Those are very powerful people in that order that dominates the Catholic Church. He's of the Jesuit. And the Golgarian the Jew, I mean the Golgarian, which was a Catholic priest, determine the clock. You see how all of this is working right now? So you end the year. You are in the year. The Golgarian calendar sets it. The Jesuit order prepares it. They prepare what the set is that's happening in the land. And many of you, you have to understand where you are at as it relates to the earth realm and what's happening right now in the land. So 2022, this year, and based upon the Judaic calendar, where we at now in this dispensation of time, there's a showdown. There is a showdown in the order. And the showdown is for the power of the souls and the power of the men and women of God who God is raising up for such a time as this. That's why everything was done the way it was done. Everything became more apparent after the census of 2020. That's the determining factor of population control, especially in the United States, around the world. The census is the determining factor. And in the census, those who were in the census, you can even read it in the Bible. It was doing that too. Even Moses, the census. It's the determining factor of what's the inheritance, the culture, the nature, the melon of the people. And the grip of the census was a determining factor of what's getting ready to manifest in the land. Now, you're seeing everything is backfiring. You see, everything was planned, it's backfiring. Now they're consulting. The Lord is raising up the prophets and the prophetic people. And the enemy knows Jezebel prophets started raising their heads. The prophets of Grove, study the prophets of Grove, the 450 that came with Jezebel prophets in the Mount Carmel showdown. The showdown is now, and you will know the determining factor, because when Elijah said, told the prophets to go first, guess what happened? When he told the prophets of Jezebel and told the prophets of Grove to go, they started calling their deity gods, and their deity gods did not respond. So what did they do? They start scratching. They start biting. They start tearing themselves apart. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Then Elijah spoke, and what happened? Fire came from heaven. Now look, listen to this. The word of God said, in the great dreadful day of the coming of the Lord, the spirit of Elijah will be raised up. You're watching the great dreadful day of the coming of the Lord. That means the coming of the exposure. The spirit of Elijah is being released to the men and the women of God who's able to handle the sacred codes and knowing that the mantle exchange in the earth realm is through frequencies, is through the sound. Elijah tells Elisha, follow me, follow me. He throws the drape over him. He throws the garment over him and leaves. Elijah said, I need to go back and take care of some business. In other words, he simply said, let the dead bury the dead. He went back. Then he came. Then he followed him. And chapter 2, the mantle exchange was through the frequency. You have to be prepared for what's happening now. There are people who are operating in the spiritual realm, but they're not operating in the codes of the secrets of the things of God. They're operating in the spiritual realm, but they're not operating in the understanding the codes that God wants to reveal to the people to bring them to knowing what's befalling the nation, the world, and the people right now in this dispensation. These next 90 days are very pivotal to us, leading us into the month of March. So there is chaotic events that are unveiling right now. They're inciting events in the world, all around the world right now. So men and women of God, brace yourself for the unpresidential wind that's coming, the nature that's hitting the earth realm, the precipitation that's coming to the earth realm. To understand Ezekiel, you must understand seasons. You must understand the wind precipitation of seasons. Look at the temperature in the land. Look at what's happening around us. He says, son of man, chin, 37, the dry bones live. He called him son of man. So he specifically earmarked Ezekiel to understand the precipitation in the earth realm. So Ezekiel was all about precipitation and the biblical phenomena. Now, let me break this down for those of you who are dealing with the ancient prophets and people who have told you, look how God speaks to his prophets, so you can understand how God speaks to his prophets in its specific detail. I'm going to show you how he spoke through Isaiah. I'm going to show you how he spoke to Jeremiah. I'm going to show you how he spoke to Ezekiel and Daniel. So when you read the book, when you read the five major prophets, you'll understand that the five major books, people say, when you hear people say Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, and Daniel, there's five major prophets. Absolutely incorrect. There's five major books dealt with by four major prophets. They write that down. Five major books that dealt with four major prophets: Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Lamentation was the book to perpetuate what's coming as it relates to grief, sorrow, pain, anguish, hurt in the land. Those five major books are comprised of four major prophets in there. Lamentation is contemporary of Jeremiah. You have to understand that so you can know. Now, God spoke through his prophet. When he raised up his prophets in the land, listen to this thing. When God raised up his prophets through the land, or let me share this with you too. Amos 3 and 7 is specific, but Amos 3 and 3 is detailed. How can two walk together except they be agreed? That was a question to Israel, God's only choice. Then he talks about if confusion hit the land and if the lion roar, will in the forest, will there not be gin? If there things happen, will there not be? He's breaking down if there be events that happen in the land, do God prepare the people for them? Absolutely. Now, verse 7 says this. He said, God does not do anything except he revealed his secrets unto his servant, the prophet. Now, when you read that verse, you must understand that verse, that means God's prophet, not men's prophet, not prophets that have been called, or not prophets that are magician, sorcerer, Chaldean, none of those prophets. It was God's prophet, the one that heard the voice of God. Now, when you understand 10 and 41, he says, he that receiveth you, receiveth me. He that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. Now, that was in prophet. Those were servants who heard the voice of God that did not operate in the office, but they had the spirit of prophecy that was upon them. Isaiah or Matthew 10 and 40. Then 41 said, he that receiveth the prophet, that's the servant, that's the man, that's the individual, their life is prophetic. Prophets, people who are prophets, they live prophets. They breathe the prophetic. They sleep the prophetic. They eat the prophetic. That's their life. You cannot hide it. You cannot change it. And they always are kept sacred. Prophets, you are always lonely. You can never fit in. You're crying. You go through heavy depression and oppression. You go through down moments, up moments. You are always alone. Even when you're married to your mate, you're still at a lonely place.
It doesn't take away from who you are. That's just who you are in God. You encrypt it with a sacred weapon, and that sacred weapon always keep you alone, but it always have you seeking out for greater. You are always seeking out for companionship. Even when God is your companion, you still seek out. That's why major prophets and men and women of God, most of us, we are considered right now in the earth realm. Right now, there's a bounty on all of the prophets' heads. Every prophet, there's a bounty on your head. There's a bounty in your mind. You are warring for your life. Everything is at stake in this next 90 days. Every prophet, there's a bounty on your head, and then no one is able to come into that realm. You gonna have restlessness because God is the ultimate solution to where you are at right now, because you encrypted. Demonic spirits are after you at every level. So where you at, don't feel depressed. Don't feel lonely. Don't feel like you by yourself, or don't feel that you don't try to jump in and fit in with everybody. Because even when you fit in, people change the encryption of you, and then you get confused. You get more confused. You are getting even more confused because you're saying like, "Wow, I thought I was." You're getting more confused. You have to stay in this place right now. These next 90 days are strategic to your life. And I hope you hear me, because you ain't gonna hear me, because Satan gonna come and steal the word, and you're gonna get emotionally asphyxiated. Let me go here so you can understand where we at right now at this moment. Prophecy, he said, he that receiveth you receiveth me. He that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth the prophet in the name of the prophet receiveth the reward. Now we're opening up right here. We're opening the vault here when he said reward. We're opening up the vault to the access that's on our life. The access that's on our life. And the access is we're going in to the encryption, and we're opening up the secret things that are in people, because the malpracticing church system, platform, and arenas and stages have incarcerated God's people for the last century. This just didn't happen today. Centuries of encrypting to incarcerate God's people under religious banner and institutionalism, church and denominational fixation in the earth realm. So we're in the time and the season of this dispensation of the Judaic calendar, but the Gregorian calendar is sent in to confuse what is getting ready to happen in 2020. So the reroutes of the land is to make you misunderstand where you are at in God. Can I give you a perfect example? Example, Sister Shalanda Allen and your husband and family. What the enemy is trying to do to most people right now, what you're doing is you're in contradiction of what we've been taught spiritually. We're in contradiction of what we've heard from biblical, the word of God. We're in contradiction. Why? Because God is bringing us into fulfillment of what translation changed, and the manifestation of God did not change in us. We are in the destiny realm of the spirit. So God is revealing things to us, and it looks contradictory of what the word is saying, but it's not. It's bringing us into understanding what God is doing right now in this dispensation. You're watching the natural royal family be dismantled. I told people that in 2019, keep your eye on it. You're watching the literally entire changing. You're watching right now in the Vatican of the Catholic Church changing. That's why you're watching the rising up of the melon of the people, and that's what they're trying to do. You're watching the Zionists saying they're Jews. You're watching the world change right before us. You're watching the encryption of people being forced to do things, to force to take shots, forced to step out, forced to do things that is not in the will of God. And I'm not taking anything away from anybody else. I'm giving you prophetic insight, because when you get to the month of June 2022, saints of God, you're going to see people you have never fought in the earth realm, believe me, in the earth realm, the way they are or the way they will be in June 2020, and they know it to the T. They know it to the exact of the T. I can tell you in the dream, I can even interpret some things right now in the dream that you will see in the month of June 2022. So do not be shocked by what you're going to hear, what you're hearing today, because we are in a chaotic moment in the land. And if you're watching the precipitation, I told the people the blackout. What did the meteorologist say? He said 75 million Americans, if you go, you can go Google it right now, 75 million people are getting ready in the next, I think it was 3 or 4 weeks, is getting ready to hit a precipitation wind is coming to the world America, and you're seeing it. They have not even explained and told you what's going on in foreign soil right now in other countries, because they're shutting those things down. They haven't even told you the revolt in other nations. They're only talking about what's happening here. But if you tap in, you will see it's happening to the specific detail. Everything is in detail, and it's encrypted to reveal. Now, let me share this with those men and women of God who are pivotal to this hour that you're in. You're very pivotal to the to what God is doing. So the revealing, 41, Matthew 10 and 40, he said, he that receiveth you, receiveth me. He that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. Now, and he that receiveth the prophet in the name of the prophet, receiveth the prophet reward. That means you have access, or what you have done, God has opened it up in you. You have access in that spiritual realm, or you're receiving your wage. That vault word means wages. We are in the season of the wages, what you have given, the wages. You're watching the manifestation of what God promised many of us right now. We're in that thing, and it's happening right now, and it cannot be stopped, because what God is going to do for you, that means access and wage. You are getting ready to see your benefit. You are getting ready to see what God promised you he's going to do for you now in this dispensation. Now, let me move on down. I'm going to take you to Revelation 19 and 10. I'm only going to use this certain verse. It's more detailed. God, the spirit of prophecy. It's the spirit of Jesus. It's the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy. So we're watching the fulfill, the reveal through him being fulfilled in us. So we are the fulfillers in the earth realm. That's why he said, greater works will you do than I, because I go to the Father. You are selected to do the greater right now. You have been chosen, selected for right now. The greater is inside of you, but the incarceration of church and the institutionalism of incarceration church and malpracticing system have changed the thought of God's people not to realize and know that you can do the greater right now. You are the demonstrators of the greater in darkness. In darkness, you are used to be the light. You're the used to be the light right now. So you're strategically being used by God at this very moment in the earth realm. Let me wrap it on up, because I'm really going to do our 11 o'clock service. So now, number one, listen to this. Here. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Look how God used them in the prophetic realm. So you won't be confused of how God will use you. Now, if you follow me right now, if you're a prophet and you want to share this with anybody else right now, I ask you to do it quickly. Share it. Now, if you're a pastor, if you're in a prophetic realm, if you're a leader in any prophetic depth, immediately do me a favor. Share this with your congregation and your people right now so they can understand where they're standing right now. So when I say this, you won't miss it in these next 90 days. It's critical. This is a critical piece to what's getting ready to hit the United States government. You remember I mentioned it already in 2020, what was getting ready to happen on January 6th. I told everybody on the 5th. I told people in December of 2020, what's getting ready to happen. You remember I was getting ready to end my page, and I say I see chaos in the United States Congress. I see total chaos going on. There's chaos. And I say it's going to happen after January 5th. When did it happen? January 6th. So chaos came. They sent a United States, the United States government sent an agent to my residence, to my house, came to my house to see who are you? Who is you? Who are you? Because there's no one in the world have information. And there's no access you have to any foreign country, any foreign soil. No one know what you told us, what was revealed. So you know when they send out the best after you, there's something we're revealing right now. There's something being revealed this very day. Now go to my blog or go to my Facebook page. Go down to December 2020 and scroll up to December, I believe it was 17th, 18th, or 19th. Go through it carefully, and you'll see all of the details. They go through all of my blog, where I'm doing the blog right now, the International Blog Talk. They go through all of my data. Everything I say now, they go through the data specifically. They go through each step of the data that I speak, and they take all of the data. Foreign leaders go to my data, and they get interpreters to interpret what I'm saying. Just like Daniel did interpret the king's dream, they go through all of the specific data of what I'm sharing right now. Everything I'm speaking right now, they're going through the data, and they're going through specific details of everything I do right now. What I'm sharing to the world, they get access. They're going through all of the data. While I'm sharing with you all right now, while the church person, people that are listening, the government and other world are taking notes to everything I'm saying, and they're going through it. The Jesuit order, all secret societies, they're going through, and they're looking at the data. How is this young man able to prescribe what we know is happening in the land? Okay? So I want you all to understand that. Now, let me go here and break this down, and I'm going to end here so you would know this. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. Prophecy. Now, this is prophecy. That's the S-Y. Prophecy and prophesy. Now, prophesy is different from prophecy. Now, prophecy is the P-R-O-P-H-E-S-Y. Prophesy is the P-R-O-P-H-E-S-Y. Prophesy and prophecy. Correction. Let me say that slowly. Prophesy is the S-Y. Prophecy is the C-Y. Now, to prophesy is the prediction to say what will happen in the future. That's prophecy. That's the S-Y. Now, listen to this. Prognosticate is to prophesy future events. Vaticinate is the point to signify to foretell. Stay with me. Now, prophecy, that C-Y, is a prediction, or it's the, I wrote it, let me make sure, let me get my glasses, because I don't want the people to miss it. You got to hear this. Okay. Now, prophecy is simply the faculty, the function of practicing to prophesy. Prophecy. Now, what did I say there? If you are a prophet, you must be able to have prophecy. That means in you, you have the faculty, the function, the practice of prophesying. What you have inside you, when you flow in prophecy, that's the C-Y. That means that in you, you have the ability to tap into the spiritual world and the spirit realm. Grab the prophecy. You know how to decipher it. You know how to take the secret codes that's been hidden, and you know how to open it up, the data and the information, to now do what? Speak it and predicted to the T in the future. So prophecy means the ability, the faculty to reveal the secret, to have the secret in you. And once you have the secret in you, your own coded system in you, created by God, will reveal to you to be able to speak dates, time, will tell you the season. In you is the faculty, the ability and the thought, the will, the mind, the ability to house the data and open up the secret vaults. That's why the reward is to be able to tell men and women of God, because you've been faithful to God, you've been committed to God, under that reward, that prophet will tell you, woman of God or man of God, the exact detail that will lead you to destiny and not lead you to damage. And if you damage, will lead you on the road to destiny, so that the only thing you would deal with in the kingdom of God once you save is consequences of your decision, but destiny bound with consequential issues in your life. Let me say that again. You will be destiny bound. That's why as a prophet for sons and daughters and men and women of God, you all are carrying consequences. You're not carrying curses. These are consequences of your action, and your consequences got you feeling and got you feeling the way you feel about your life. And is God dealing with me? It's consequences. But your salvation is leading you to the what? Destiny of God. So don't allow anybody to discredit your past, discredit your failure, discredit your flaws, discredit your shortcomings, because you are in the season right now where the corona, which means the light, the corona literally means the light that's in the middle of the crown, that's in your brain, the inner sanctum of your brain, the crown of it. So that's how they can break it down for many of you that are carrying the code of what? The genius in you, which is gene. That's why I tell people when you sow the 122 seed, that was the gene in you. The genius is being revealed. That's why they call coronavirus. That's why they call it corona the virus. They set you up by giving you corona the beer, and they set you up by giving you corona the city. Now they told you it's corona the virus. They set you up to what? Drink it. Now live in it. Now become it. So don't allow them to keep you crowned, locked into a virus. I came to prophesy into the men and women of God that what the enemy plans for your destiny, I came to prophesy you out of the false coronas that want to stop you from getting to the genius in you, the power in you, the greatness in you, your destiny, where you're going right now. Some of you are coming out these next 90 days of the ancient spirit of the Nephilim, which is the Greek word means fallen spirits. They're rising up through other people. They're speaking, they're talking, they're trying to get you to fall for the trap. Don't fall for the okey-doke. Look at somebody say, don't fall for the okey-doke right now. It's pivotal that you understand what God is doing now in your life. He's bringing you to a very pivotal place. He's bringing you to the pivotal place. That's why you have to understand to be able to prophesy. The prophecy is the faculty to house it. God is revealing things. He's using parables. It's using parables. People don't want you to connect to the real. They want you to stay in the false. To connect to the real so you can understand what is happening right now in the land. What's going on? I'm telling you. March, I'm kind of leery. There's some things that I woke up kind of leery today. And then when I heard evangelist Deborah Foster speak today with that her voice and picked it up, the Lord said, now listen to what she said, hear it. And then it's awakening, it's a shaking, it's awakening, and God is revealing more to us. Now, let me deal with this real quick. So the prophecy, the CY, is the prediction, the faculty and function of practicing, not only that, to be able to know what you're saying. So when you prophesy, then the SY means when you predict the future and say what's happening in the future, it will be the exact of God. So what am I talking about? When you receive the prophecy, it comes in what we call chronos. It's timed. Your mouth will be the kairos. The kairos, it will tell you the exact of God, the right now of God. So prophecy doesn't necessarily come to predict the future. It comes to be an exact word, a target word for the right now of your life, to line you back up. Many of us, we are in alignment. Let me tell you why some of you are in alignment. Isn't it interesting that some of you are fighting what you love? And some of you are going to what you hate. You're going to what you hate, but you're fighting what you love because your body is coming into alignment. And some of us are aligned with people that we don't, but we're fighting to stay with them. And that's what we love, but that is, I mean, what we hate, but God, we're still there because we're in contradiction. Our body is in contradiction of itself, and we don't know how to do it. So the prophetic realm that's in is breaking it down so we can understand. Have you ever been connected with people that you don't need to be with, but now you're so connected to it, you don't even know what to do? You don't even know what to do, and it's warring against you, and you're there. I'll leave that alone. Let me go right here. Let me finish this up. Now, here's how God dealt with the prophet. These are four powerful elements, and I'm going to come back and promise you today I'm going to come back and deal with them at a later time because I must go. Here's what. Number one, Isaiah. Now, this is how God dealt with the prophet. So everybody will understand how God dealt with the prophet, Evangelist Marshall. You'll understand this. Apostle Greg Jacob, you'll understand this. Our daughter from Nevada, Vegas, all of you all. This is how God dealt with it. Number one, this is how God, when he called on his prophet, when he raises his prophets up. Number one, God called Isaiah after. God called Isaiah after the death of King Uzziah. He raised him up after a death. Listen to this. That's how he raised him up. Number two, God called Jeremiah what? Before the womb. So he called Isaiah after a death. He called Jeremiah before the womb. Now, look what he did to Ezekiel. Ezekiel, God spoke to Ezekiel, his life in the spirit. He raised him up in the spirit. Now, you can go to each of these. I'm going to tell you where you go. Go to Ezekiel 3 and 1. How did Ezekiel become what he was? He was spoken into the spirit, life into him, in the spirit. Now, Jeremiah 1 and 4, he was called before he was in the womb. Isaiah was called what? After the death of something. Now, here's Daniel. Daniel was what? He was drafted in. Daniel was drafted in. So here you have one, Isaiah after a death. Jeremiah before he was in the womb. Ezekiel in the spirit as a prophet. Daniel drafted in. So people are trying to tell you how God selects you as a prophet. You can show up. You can be raised up after the death. You can be there before the womb ever was existed. You can be raised up in the spirit realm. You can be drafted in by the presence of God. God can do anything with his prophets and prophetic people. People feel that if you're not part of their clique or the organization, you cannot be their prophet. You cannot be their vessel. God will not use you. That's a lie. That's religious. That's the religious systems of the world. So many men and women of God that are prophetic or prophetess or prophetic people, they're gathering themselves together. But right now, they're in the fragmented state. So many of you are trying to come out of the fragmentedness of your life that has been on you for years. You don't even know who you are. So you're in the fragmentation of things, and God is breaking the fragmentation down. That's why the immutation of the system are trying to invest in you. Do you see what demons are doing right now? I'm going to end on that. Demon spirits are investing billions and billions and trillions into people's lives right now. The investment is for the soul of men and women of God right now. You are on the chopping block of the demonic world. Many of you, you are investments right now. You are an investment to the satanic world principality. And in the earth realm, you are investment. They are looking for you. They want your soul. And they're doing everything in their power to get it. So I end on this today. Men and women of God, brace your mind. Brace your mind. It's so easy right now for things to tap in at this moment. It's so easy for the distractors to come in. Brace yourself, saint. Right now, brace yourself for the wind that's coming. We have just crossed over in January 15th at this very time in the earth realm. For many of you right now, you just crossed over after the 15th of January. All hell is getting ready to break loose in enemies' camps. And things that God is going to reveal to some of you all, don't be afraid, because I'm telling you, some of you are going to literally see human beings for who they are. Let me give you an example. God is going to let you look at a person. He's going to show you who is operating, who is controlling them on the inside. And this Tuesday night, or even later today, when we connect and I share even more detail, you're going to literally see people who are human. God is going to let you see in the soul of them. They're going to show you, he's going to let you operate to see exactly who they are. You're going to look, and you're going to have to take a second look. He's going to reveal to you. See, the prophetic realm, what God has given me in these last several years, I'm going to tell this to the world so you can understand. I went through, and I could share this to help somebody. I went through a mental breakdown because I was going in contradiction of what God was revealing to me. And it literally took me, I was trying to fight it. And I was like, Lord, this can't be. This is not me. He said, yes, I'm revealing to you. You got to go against, you got to contradict the norm of what you've been taught, what you've been sharing, what you've been revealing. And I said, Lord, then I'm feeling alone. I felt like I was alone, even to the point where you ever felt suicidal thoughts coming in. And I said, Lord, what is it? He said, because you're revealing to the world what I've been trying to reveal to pulpits. You've been revealing to the world what I've been trying to reveal to the prophets. You have been revealing to the world what I've been trying to reveal to the fivefold gift. But because they were proper tearing, I was releasing my codes. I was giving you secrets of other prophets. I was revealing to you data that I was giving to others. Now you have codes of others that were supposed to be had those things. But because you were willing to wait, now you have to release it to other prophets now. There are things that God is releasing. So when many of you who are following me now listen, those things are falling on you. It's opening up the vaults in you. It's breaking you from incarceration. It's pulling you out of the zones of where you once was. So you're coming out of them. You're being broken through. God is giving you the breakthrough now. And it's almost like it's not making sense, but it's making success. God, let me tell you something. You're going to reign, but your enemy is not going to reign with you. You're in a pivotal time of your life, saint, and it's very pivotal to connect. That's why I said right now, your connection is so pivotal. Don't connect to the wrong realm. The book of Joshua, chapter 7, be careful that you don't allow Achan to cause you any more pain in your camp. Achan brought in the ancient cursed thing into the camp and connected it, and it caused Joshua them to almost lose everything. And the Lord, Joshua said, Achan, what is this thing that you've done? They brought into the camp, they bring it into your presence, things that will mess up what God is taking some of you right now. Are you hearing me? You are very pivotal, men and women of God. Those leaders, I hear leaders saying, where were the prophets when all of this stuff was happening? We were speaking. You were dominating platform, trying to be iconic and trying to carry and trying to show yourself. We were speaking. You thought you were covering us up. Everybody have a mega ministry right now, but everybody does not have a mega sound. We all on the same playing field. Great leaders that dominated the church world now have no more dominance now. The sound is what controls the present. That's why fear is gripping those platforms, and faith is pushing us to new dimensions in the spirit realm. Step out, saints of God. God's hand is on your life. God's hand is on you. Mighty things are happening. So when people are telling you you're not a prophet of God, they're speaking from their pain, control, their lack of understanding, their own cliques. Stay in that place. You don't have to be called a prophet. All you have to do is be a servant that carries his presence. You want me to say it again? You don't have to be called a prophet. You have to be a servant that carries his presence. You can put that on your Facebook now. You don't have to be called a prophet. You just have to be a servant that carries his presence. Some people will never accept the position I'm in. That's okay. I still carry his presence. I'm bringing his presence out of many of you all today to let you know the countdown is on. It's on this day, and you're in a pivotal place in the earth realm, in the land. Amen. I bless you on today. May the Lord keep you. May his countenance shine upon you. May his blessing be gracious upon your family and keep you in all of those things, men and women of God. You are in a pivotal time. I just reveal the things to you so you can know and you'll understand to move in that place with power and authority in the spirit realm. God has his hand on your life. You're a mighty vessel in the kingdom of God. You're carriers of the presence of God. You're carriers of the presence. You don't have to be called a prophet. You are a servant that carries his presence in the land. Hold on. Some of you are sleepless. You're restless. You're not dealing with insomnia. God is downloading in you more than you ever know. No. And then what's in you is ready to come forth out of you for such a time as this. Amen. Well, I bless you on today, and I thank God for you. I want to give you an opportunity to be a blessing today to the word of God that's been sown here on today. Now, don't forget to join us at our 11 o'clock service. We're just 2.5 hours away. We're just a little, we're behind time right now. We're moving over in an after set of time right now. But I want to give you an opportunity. My administrator, Rita Bryan, put information up there where you can sow a seed today. men and women of God, whatever the Lord put in your spirit, whatever God put in your spirit right now, you can sow that seed. So you can go to Cash App at @RFPIM. That's Cash App at @RFPIM. You can sow that seed today. You can do it via Zelle. Zelle at TheRestoreU. That's the letter U at yahoo.com. Also, you can go to our website at TheRestoreU, the letter U, .org, and be a blessing. I thank you in advance, beloved. Whatever seeds you feel that God has spoken in your spirit to be a blessing to us, you can do that. I always encourage people this year to sow the 122 seed of a harvest, $122 seed of the harvest. I broke it down to many of you what it means, that 122 harvest seed. We'll share it again. I love you, people of God. Take that. We crossed over to the 15th. Now we're in the 16th. Many things are happening. Many prophetic things are opening up to you. Some of you, God have wrote some things to you. Some of you have God have given you unusual dreams. Understand that it will bless you on today. I love you in advance. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Go in his power. Remain in his strength. Please share this all over. Not for the sake to share me, but people need to hear why they're feeling the way they feel mentally, emotionally, and physically in their body. The prophets are restless, and God is bringing us into where he wants us to be in his presence on today. Love you all. Be blessed. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you. Administrator Richard Bryan, I'll let you handle it from here. If there's any announcements or anything over there with the people of God, woman of God, thank you so much, our friend in Sierra Leone and those who are joining us over there. We bless the Lord for you on today. We appreciate those leaders in Sierra Leone and all of those in the countries over there. We continue to pray for them over there, and we thank God for his hand being upon you in those countries and nations and foreign soil over there today. Bless you all today. Amen. We bless the people of God for those countries and nations and those connections over there. Many is to come. Many things are to come. And many nations are going to be connected, and they're coming together for such a time as this. There's some foreign countries that I have not connected with just yet and leaders that want to meet with me. I'm going to pray about that before I make that decision. All right. All right, God bless. We'll talk to you soon. People of God, oh, you guys are still on. God bless you all. Have a phenomenal day. We love you all. Talk to you soon.
God bless you, Prophet Matthew. God bless everyone that's listening bless on the you. Line this morning. Please keep in mind that today is Love Sunday. Today is Love Sunday. We've adopted the third Sunday, and every month it's a Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash app at @RFPIM, or you can Zelle at WeRestoreU@Yahoo.com. Again, today is Love Sunday. Love Sunday for Dr. LaRon Matthews. Also keep in mind these dates that Dr. LaRon Matthews will be in your city or your state, February 19th and the 20th. Dr. Matthews is on his way to Restoration of Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia, What's Love Empowerment Conference, where Apostle Maurice Simmons and Prophet Eugene Simmons are the host pastors, March the 25th through the 27th. You can help Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries celebrate their annual church celebration. That's March 25th through the 27th. That's 231 East 146th Street in the great city of Harvey, Illinois. April 7th, Dr. Matthews is on his way to Williamsboro, New Jersey. April the 9th, he's on his way to Arizona. We'll get that city confirmed. April the 9th, Arizona. May 15th, Baltimore, Maryland. May 28th through the 29th, he's headed to Marion, South Carolina, to Ark Family Fellowship Church.
with Pastor Aaron Myers as a senior pastor, and the overseer, Pastor Sandra Ganey. Also, Dr. Matthews will be on a Zoom. Hold on, Dr. Matthews. On a Zoom on January 22nd, 12:30 p.m. to 2 p.m., and this will be posted on the social media and the website as well. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, or your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be more than happy to coordinate that for you. Please give us a call at 877-912-2027. Again, that number is 877-912-2027, or you can contact the local ministry at 708-825-1988, or you can email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
God bless you, Minister Brian. Thank you so much. People of God, love you immensely. Stay in that place. If you're in one of the cities around the United States, join our kingdom leaders in that service. Some of them already in progress going forth. Join them in that city around the world. Some of them are Facebook Live right now. Be in the presence. Get in those services and be blessed by great kingdom leaders around the world. And Marion, South Carolina, join our Ark Family Fellowship in the presence. Pastor Myers in an operation. They're all underway, Eastern time zone. Overseer Pastor Gaining, if you're in Hampton Newport News, join Apostle Murray Simmons and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, Restoration Truth Ministry. They're already underway in their service. If you are in South Bend, Indiana, join Apostolic House of Deliverance. Pastor Carter, under the leadership of Apostle Russell Shabu, already prepared to be underway today, Eastern time. If you're in my city, join me in just an hour and a half from that. Right now, we're going into our sanctuary to share a word from the Lord to bless the people of God. Saints of God, we thank you. You connected with Pastor Sherry Johnson, their ministry there in the city. They're doing their conference line. Join them as they share and minister in the word of God there. Her and her husband, great kingdom leaders over there, join their ministry. If you in Joliet, Illinois, join the Way of Life Holiness Church, Senior Pastor Bishop Nathaniel Matthews and Mother Matthews at their location in the city of Joliet, Illinois, 11:30 for their worship and prayers. People of God, have a phenomenal day. Thank you so much. Minister of the Bride, I forgot today was Third Sunday, and I thank God in advance for all the men and women of God who have been faithful, being able to be a blessing to the kingdom of God and the word that we have Amen. Shared and blessed the lives of the people. Love you all. Have a phenomenal day. Keep our families in prayer around the world. Continue to keep our children in your prayers. Keep them in prayer. Continue to keep me in prayer as I continue to do the things of the kingdom of God and bless God's people. All right. Bless you. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court. This is my prayer for you today. God bless you.
Oh, he loves me.